What's up, everybody, and welcome back to podcast of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm her husband of almost 13 years, the other host of this podcast. Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Marcus Tanksley.
Yes, Marcus was like, let me think about that. Wait a minute. Am I about to say the title of this, or what am I about to do? And we also have our other co-host. You can hear him grumbling in the background. Little Mr. Amar, loud as hell. But before we jump in and introduce our guests, we want to give a special thank you to the two brands that are sponsoring this episode. That is Storyworth and Blue Chew. And we will tell you more about them later on in the podcast. But real quickly, we're going to let you all know who we got on here today. We got on none other than
the only,
the only, the best,
the incomparable,
the Fredericks, also known as Mr. Kev on stage and Mrs. Kev on stage.
Yes, Amar.
Amar is purposely destroying this podcast, and I love it.
He was happy to see us.
I'm screaming through their intro, and you can't do nothing about it.
Yeah, he don't care.
He's awful.
And I truly, we're at the point where with our listeners, we're like, if you don't already know this, this is going to happen. Like, there ain't no place we can put him. We would love to put him
there
outside.
Is plenty of places we can put him.
But he's going to get out. He's going to break out.
We got a garage.
Ninja.
We got a crib. We got a kennel for the dogs that we don't use.
Oh, my God.
So many things. But, yes, we have Kevin and Melissa Fredericks on the podcast today. They are our first ever guests. Official guests.
We greatly
really?
Yes, absolutely.
What an honor.
Oh, I did Marcus' podcast.
You did my podcast.
I've done Angel's podcast.
Oh, no, it was Angel's podcast, but Marcus was with me.
Yes.
Yeah, I was hosting Harris for the month.
For the month of Father's Day.
What was that one called?
Mommy Confessions.
But we did Daddy Confessions. I cannot.
That's what it was. Okay.
He's like, we did the.
I can't believe we never did y'all podcast. Y'all never did no guests.
No, because this is before like Zoom was a thing, and then y'all know he work a regular 9-to-5. So everybody that's a creative is like, yeah, I can come do it at like 1 p.m.
Yeah, 11:30. 11:30. I'm in the middle of a board meeting. I'm like, I can't.
So no, we had never had guests, but like we were y'all's first guests. Y'all hadn't had guests before we came
home. Yep.
Yeah,
they were our first official guests. I need you guys to come back too, actually, so we can talk about that afterwards.
Listen, you
know what I want to know is going to cause an argument. Marcus, does it make you want to argue that Angel still says Angel Lakita Moore?
Nah.
Marcus, I tried to lob you into an argument, and you said no.
Because he know Angel Lakita Moore is out here making more money. He's okay with that.
Angel Lakita Moore makes a whole lot more money than Angel Lakita Tanksley. Angel Lakita Tanksley is broke. She good for one thing and one thing only.
Shut up. Taking these kids. It really came
down. Oh, man.
I didn't change my professional name because people tear up my legal last name.
Yeah.
I was like.
And she was already known by like a lot of producers and stuff from her doing her, what was it called, Showcase?
Yeah, all the stuff.
They already knew Angel Moore. So I'm like.
No, I get it. When you're in this business, they don't want to hear nothing. Only Diddy can keep changing his name. Everybody else got to come.
Honestly,
go.
I stopped. He is Puff. That's
she
it.
Has.
Right. You can't keep like, doing all this back.
She was Black Mom. Mama Ninja Puff, I'm going to call you Puff. I should be calling you Sean.
Should be calling you Sean. Oh my gosh, you guys, we are so excited to have these guests on. Most of you all already know them that are familiar with our podcast, but if just in case you don't know, Melissa and Kev are the host of not only the Love Hour, Kev has about 6 other podcasts. Here's the thing. He has Righteous and Ratchets, which is on sabbatical. He's got Aska.
I'm trying to get to do a podcast.
Dear
with
Kev.
Him. Yeah, Dear Kev.
He got all of the podcasts. I was like, God dang. And half the time you're talking to yourself, I'd be like, Kev must be having a whole bunch of thoughts in his head.
endless thoughts. I was in here just rambling alone. like an only child just entertaining myself.
It really is.
We're going to have one called Bald and Beardy.
My beard is low key turning into Marcus. I got them grays coming out more and more.
Look at you. Look
at you. Basically,
man. Great. And then Miss Kev on stage, she is a author, a host, a producer, an interior designer, all of the things. I try to keep up, and I just be like, don't just watch her and cheer her on from the sidelines. Be like, go, Melissa.
Because I'll show up to the house, and Angel just have a bunch of random stuff she ordered. I'm like, what is this? Well, I saw Melissa. No.
No. Y'all would not believe the amount of boxes we go. It is insane. Our recycle's full. I got a box. I got to bust these boxes to the office trash. All we really do, the only reason we really have an office is to go in there on Tuesdays and have somewhere else to put her box. Literally, I had to make a trip down there to the office just so I could fit more boxes in my car. It's a problem.
I can definitely see when she shows pictures of, so here are my options. I'm like, you bought both, sis? You bought
Listen, options? Angel, the doggone big thing in the living room, I'm convinced it's never going to be decorated. She just keeps buying new stuff, putting old stuff under it, and changing every Saturday the thing looks new. It's never going to be done.
I haven't gotten it how I want it.
Man, enough.
Yeah.
No, I got to the point to where I started, especially when Angel's mom was here, I literally had to like spend Tuesday night just cutting up boxes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I had to cut everything up, get them in recycle, and then I still got like an overflow dumpster that I got to put them in so they get thrown away and then fill it up again, and the dang dump truck just left.
I like how you try to blame it on my mom, low-key, but out here on Amazon clicking like...
But Angel, you know your mom was here.
Yeah, she be on some old other mess.
Like, the trash comes out Wednesday morning. Thursday afternoon, it's full. I'm like, what is all of this stuff? I haven't even taken the trash out.
I just want to offer perspective that it's not really our fault that we're ordering a bunch of stuff. It's really that the companies put a box, something this big in a box this big.
She ordered one leaf, literally a leaf, a leaf this big. The box was 3 feet tall for like, why are you shipping? How do you click one leaf? And why don't they have a thin leaf box?
That's all I'm saying.
This thing could have fit a suitcase. It was ridiculous.
I've ordered things. It's been like, it's a box in a box in a box in a box.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, and then paper.
Yeah, then the paper and then the bubble wrap that you scared to pop because you don't know where it's from now and it's airborne stuff. It's crazy.
I'm just noticing this, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to call out my husband. Whenever we do a Zoom with you all, he is so loud. You are yelling.
Kev's loud. I got to meet his
husband. I am loud. Everything I do is loud.
I'm there with him.
Marcus is in my, he's like, it is a box. I'm like, oh my
I know
God.
You ain't talking.
Listen, I know I can be loud.
You was loud with him when you was doing they last,
I'm sure I was.
Yeah. I was in the den and had to turn the TV up. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
You're currently in my ear. That's good. All I'm saying. You're good. In my ear.
You're welcome.
So we're going to move on to our first segment of today's podcast, which is Tanksley Pride, where we share stories about our children who are running around in the background and one that's playing with a loud rattle. Right now,
I love y'all because y'all are what LA does not have a lot. Regular black people. You're in the industry, but y'all regular black kids in the house, people running around, mama in the house not listening. That's regular black stuff. That's our prince back in Washington. They do regular black stuff.
LA couldn't get on me enough. Like Hollywood wasn't able to really like absorb into my skin because I'm just so black. It ain't gonna change. No time.
Right.
Yeah, like my limit with the kids is already at a peak. So the next conversation, I'm gonna be yelling at him.
He's just
like,
gonna be screaming. Yeah, he is. So my little Tanksley Pride story, and it'll be yours too, is that we have. I'm telling you.
But if he want to have his own, Angel, let's have a Tanksley Pride.
On
the side of his story, you don't just choose
that story. You think you're running things.
It'll be yours too. You don't know what it might be, Angel.
I'm about to do him too.
Right. I'm just about to just bow you right to your nose. We have, by the time this airs, we will have a middle schooler. I cannot believe that the child, our first child that we ever had, is now about to be in middle school, and all the things that come with middle school are about to be a part of our life. Like liking people.
It's all downhill from here, Angel.
I am
I'm trying to tell you, Isaiah, middle school on, all downhill.
Just am not excited about it. I mean, I'm excited that he's growing up, but I'm not excited to have to like deal with him growing up, because he's still so innocent to me, but I'm like, I know that innocence is about to be gone. Like the things that make him smile and laugh now will eventually just
dissipate.
It'll just be corny to him. And
you're going to be cringe, and Marcus is going to be cringe, and everything y'all do is going to be cringy, and he's going to go in his room and never come out except to eat. It's just trash, man.
Well, my Tanksley Pride story, it kind of goes in line with another segment that we usually do, sometimes we do, that we're not doing, is kind of what's in our feelings. So I'm mixing them together. My Tanksley Pride story is this boy, Amar, and his loud ear-popping squeal that he does. It's on my last nerve. Oh my God. It like, it cuts through, like, especially because I'm working from home like half the week now. So it's just like, he will start this whole, whether he's mad or is celebrating, it's, I can't take it. It like makes my eyes close. It makes me, I'm like, don't do that. He was just doing it before we started. I was standing in the kitchen. You know, everything echoes in the kitchen because of hard surfaces. It was, I said, I can't take this. This like, is not a prideful moment for me.
You're going to have to take it.
You're going to have to. He's such a cutie pie. Every time I'm around him, he's so pleasant, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's what everybody thinks.
Even when I was at your house and he was like chewing on something, he started spitting up and it was the most calmest.
Oh yeah,
I've never seen baby be so sick.
Oh yeah, he did.
So calm.
Yes.
It was so calm.
We were just like, oh.
All the adultery. You need to tell. Get some water.
Do you all have a Frederick's Pride story at all?
You actually just made me realize that we're about to have a high school child.
What, this coming fall?
This fall, he'll be in ninth grade. Isaiah will be in ninth grade. He was in here earlier. His legs are as hairy. Actually, his legs are hairier than mine because I don't really have hairy legs. But he got black hair on his black legs.
Oh, no,
so black body is going to high school. And I'm like, bruh, trash. Because I remember when I went to high school, the amount of time it took to feel like from beginning to end of high school, it felt like no time at all.
It goes so fast.
Like, we already, when we came here, Isaiah was in first grade.
What?
And he is going to high school.
That's terrible. That sounds terrible. What you just
said. It is awful, Angel. It is completely awful.
Look at Melissa. Melissa's just like, why?
Ninth grade, Marcus.
That's crazy. Y'all are at the.
I couldn't imagine.
Y'all at the finish line. Like that's it.
I know why parents feel like moving out isn't that bad. As they get older, your interactions with them are so minimal. Like, we don't interact with. So me and Melissa have this thing, and I'm much worse than her. We bust up in their room. 5 to 10 times a day.
Melissa goes just foot to the door now. Boom. Just
bust in their room. And if we didn't do that, I would see Isaiah whenever I happened to be in the kitchen and he came down.
For food.
Wow.
That boy will stay in his room. Joe still hangs out with us. He'll come watch Hoarders with us. Isaiah did go to the grocery store with me yesterday because he was like, I need to make sure you get the right stuff. So I'm gonna just go with you. He'll watch Hoarders with us. He's like, hey, let's do movie night. Y'all want to play video games with us? Still love it. Isaiah does. He asks nothing of us.
Yeah, I feel like that's gonna be Marcus. He
asks. Oh, Mark, forget about it. Forget about it. He gonna do this to you a couple times a day, and that's it. So that's my Tanksley Pride moment of the day.
Well, real quick, being that you all are fathers and Father's Day is coming up, I thought I would discuss something that could be tough for people, which is getting a Father's Day gift, especially if you're not in the same vicinity as your father. Yeah. And I got this recently for my mom because I know she would appreciate it, and it actually helps her connect and us connect with our loved ones, and that is StoryWorth.
Yeah, it's a really good idea, actually.
And I know more than anything, parents cherish spending time with you families. That's what y'all talking about. They don't want to spend time with y'all. And that's why I gave my mom a very meaningful gift, and it's a chance to connect with me and with her other loved ones. With StoryWorth, it's a way that you can engage with your family, especially your relatives you might not get to see often. Mm-hmm. The online service helps your loved ones share stories that are thought-provoking, questions about their memories and personal thoughts. It's the gift of spending time together wherever you live. And you get to like send them unique questions. So one of the questions that my mom got like last week was, when was your first sleepover? Now, my mom was a Black woman from the South. She ain't never had a sleepover ever in her life. So for her 70th birthday in 2 weeks, she's having a sleepover. And that's because of the question that StoryWorth sent to her. And then like today, she got the question of what was her father like growing up as a child? So like, I know those are things that like, you might not have initially would have think to ask like your mom or your dad, but like,
you
now be able to have this in a book, because every week StoryWorth emails your family different story prompts, questions you've never thought to ask, like where have you been, what have been some of your greatest life surprises, and what is the riskiest thing you've ever done. And reading the weekly stories is fun and makes your family feel even if they're not all together. So yeah, like the whole sleepover thing, I just think it's so sweet. So after a year, StoryWorth will compile every answered question and a photo you choose to include into this beautiful keepsake book that is shipped for free, and your family will treasure this book forever. So you can give your dad for Father's Day the most meaningful gift this year with StoryWorth.
Get started right away without the need for shipping by going to storyworth.com/argue.
And you will get $10 off your first purchase. Again, that is storyworth.com/argue for $10 off.
It really is a great book. The prompts are fantastic. We actually, I'm going through the process with them as well. So,
oh yeah,
I little co-sign to you already signing.
Thank you. No, my mother is really, she's really hooked on it. She was like, yes. So I just answered my next question. I was like, did you now? Like, she's all about it. It is a really good gift. So you all check it out. We really would appreciate it. All right. So we wanted to jump into the topic of the day. We have the Fredericks here, and I was debating on which one I wanted to do first, but I think I want to start off with the thing that a lot of our viewers have been asking us to answer, and that is marriage during quarantine. We have reached the time. Look, KF set in to the like, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
We're good.
Since you bring it up.
You know, you all already work together, so you all already spend a lot of time with each other. But this is a whole different level of a lot of time, because they ain't nowhere to go. Like, we shouldn't be going nowhere. And I think some people are getting to know their spouses in a different way than what maybe they would have known before quarantine. But how has marrying, if that was a
it
verb,
is, it is now,
marrying during quarantine been for the Fredericks?
One thing that I don't remember what pastor it was, but he was talking to Kevin about quarantine being an opportunity Pastor Sharp, being a divine reset. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think that for us, it's really easy to get into the mode of going in your routine, and you don't really realize or notice the cracks that are in the foundation, because you've gotten on such a schedule of routine. And I think for us, it's given us the opportunity to kind of pause the schedule, pause the to-dos, pause all of the busyness, and evaluate and reestablish the foundation of your relationship.
I couldn't put it better. It's kind of like being on a winning team. My coach used to say it's hard to teach in a after a victory, because you're like, yeah, but we won, right? So Melissa and I had gotten to this rhythm of, you know, we only had to see each other, or only got to see each other three days a week, and really only 2 full days I would guarantee to be at home. That's Tuesday, and Wednesday. Uh-huh. Usually flying out Thursday night and coming home Monday morning, right? Tuesday is our humongous podcast day.
Yeah.
So there wasn't much, there's not much, what's the word? Anyway, the word is not coming. I thought if I would be quiet, the word would come to me, and I was quiet, and it was, I just heard quiet.
And the word was like, nah, I ain't coming.
Yeah, the word was like, man, I ain't finna help you. There's just so much you can do in your rhythm, right? Get up, take the boys to school, shoot, come back, pick one up. You go to soccer, I'll take this one to robotics. This day, I'll pick them. You know what I mean? Like, you just get into that, and when you're doing that, then you don't realize how much you guys might not have been communicating, because it doesn't feel like we can't communicate because we're doing this, this, that, and that. But then you get, you know, quarantine. And at first it's, oh man, we up under each other. And then after a week, it's like, oh, we up under each other. Then after a month, it's like, you be up in here a lot. And there's a certain guiltiness, right? Because you don't, you're not understanding how much alone time you get that is now gone, right? Mm-hmm. Melissa got her hair done, the drive to and from that, the time where she's getting her hair done, her nails done, she gets her feet done. She goes out, you know, even when she, you know, we live in our own house, she go out shopping. Like, hey, I'm gonna go to Home Goods. You know what I mean? Like, that's just alone time where she's not in a rush to get back to me. She's just spending time doing what she likes to do, right? Yeah. I would feel guilty. We got this house, this house, and you know, I got like this really comfy couch and stuff. And sometimes, like when I'm on the road, I get to be by myself a lot. Like I sit up in a hotel room, order room service, and watch The Office. And I don't feel bad about it because I'm not at home anyway, right? But when you're at home, you feel like, oh, we must do. And if we don't have to do, we're not in love. And how we not in love. And then everybody's saying you're supposed to be having so much sex in quarantine. And we're having less, actually. But I now feel like everybody else is having a lot of sex, but we're not. Is something wrong with us? Like, you know, why are we not having all that much sex? But we stressed. It's stressful. Uh-huh. This is a stressful situation. Mm-hmm. On top of the quarantine, we had the house that we lost. We got the lost tour income. We got the state of the world. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on, and that tends to affect you, your marriage, your sexual relationship, all that type of stuff. So luckily, I don't want to say luckily, but because of an event that we have would have never asked, it allowed us some time to address some things we probably wouldn't have addressed, and they would have gotten worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Worse, right? Even little stuff like, I don't know how much you guys want me to talk, but I'd be talking if uninterrupted.
Don't worry. I know how to stop you. So go ahead.
So one thing for Melissa, just put words to her feelings. She likes to do activities together, like building furniture, right? Uh-huh. I do not like that. I don't like doing anything I'm not already good at. If it's something that I'm not good at, I'd rather pay a handyman $100, come and put this doggone dress together. If I could buy it already put together, I would do that, because I don't like spending time doing things I'm not good at. It doesn't bring me joy. Unless I'm learning to get better at it, right? Then I don't mind. So, but now I understand that when Melissa and I do things together, it connects us. It builds us, it builds, you know, friendship. And it's, if for none other reason, it's important to her. So because of the quarantine, I learned that. And now we got furniture that I've been looking at in this room, like, man, we're gonna have to do this eventually. Now I'm not gonna go into it with the same attitude that I used to, because I know it's important to her. And it actually is kind of fun, even though we struggled through it. So without this situation, we wouldn't have got that. We actually even started reading our Bible together and having devotion at least 5 times a week, which
look
was
at y'all.
Done consistently in our marriage ever.
Y'all them save folk. We're going to read the Bible together. We might talk about it together, but last time we
first thing in the morning, Angel.
What?
We do it first thing in the morning.
This man is at leaving for work at 4:45. Angel is not waking up for that.
Nothing functional at that time.
Is it this like same for you? Are you, Melissa, are you feeling like you are realizing things that like Kev needs to do with you in order to feel like more connected? If y'all are not watching, Kev is doing sign language for Putin. pain in the vagine.
There's some things I want to do. Amen. You understand me?
Yeah, I definitely. I think the. It's so funny because you go through marriage, and one thing, at least for me, I'll say, is that I've gone through, we've been married for, it'll be 16 years.
Wow.
And you go through, and I look back and I'm like, I felt like I've been saying what Kevin just articulated for 16 years. Like, I feel like I've been like, I don't understand why you just got that. Cause like, I've been saying it for 16 years. Right, and right. Exactly. I look back on it and I realized through age and maturity and just being more comfortable in who I am, mm-hmm. and really learning myself, which just takes time. Mm-hmm. I've been able to better articulate, like, this is why this is important to me. So over the years, when I've asked you to do this or I've asked you to do that, what I'm actually saying is quality time is my primary love language. Mm-hmm. One of the ways that I connect on quality time is not just like watching TV, but it's the idea of bonding and teamwork and togetherness through building furniture, as an example, through cooking. Like, and we've done, or I've asked for these things over time, but I feel like just now, again, with this reset, and I've been able to like sit in Melissa and say, okay, what's going on? Why do I feel disconnected? What do I want? When he said no, what did that mean for me? Why did it bother me? What's real, you know, have those kind of inner dialogues and then come to him, and not just, because I'm a queen of just like have an attitude. Like, I just, all of a sudden, I just have an attitude for 3 days. Yes.
She wears her crown and it is heavy.
Yeah. It ain't heavy. It just be on my head. I don't even notice.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, it's a lot of people have been it's been an adjustment to the point to where it's like, okay, our relationship is completely different now, because being most people are just off to work, or at least one person is off to work, and they don't see each other all day. So now it's like a lot of people going from spending 50% of their time together, spending 90 to 100% of their time together. And it's like, this is a completely different relationship than what it has been our entire duration that we've ever
been. And bruh, we've been married for a long time.
Yeah. So this is all new. And it's like, you've been married for this long, and it's just like, wait, we got to adjust to something new. I'm around this person more than what I ever have been. And hopefully things get better. Like, I know me and Angel, we've learned a lot about each other since this whole quarantine thing. Just me being home that extra 2 or 3 days a week, like working from home.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy how much we've learned about each other.
You're an actress? Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know that.
It's just like the tweets that were going around when quarantine first started, mm-hmm. and it was like, I didn't realize my husband is the I'll get back to you person on the call, or you know what I mean? Like, you start recognizing,
You
know, I never saw this side of my husband or my spouse, my wife, whoever the worker be. I never got to see that person, and now we're spending all of this time together, and you just get to experience them in a different light. Which, I mean, again, we work together now, but in the beginning, even that was a transition, because Kevin, I never worked with Kevin. He worked at his job. I clocked in at my job, and then we came home. I never got to see him as clock in Kevin. He never got to see me as clock in Melissa. So even that dynamic is, you know, it's just constantly changing and evolving and growing together.
And especially in this business, I am a subject matter expert. So when people come to me, it's because they want my advice and they don't want a dialogue. It's Kev, tell me what to do, right? And then I, at All Def, I ran the whole team. I had like 20 people under me, some more creative than me, you know? But it was the boss, right? So when you ask me stuff, I answer like the boss, right?
Yeah.
But you don't talk to your wife like the boss, not this wife, you don't.
She's like,
so that was a mistake I was making. And honestly, when you ask me to do some furniture with you, you're asking me, like, my interpretation is like, hey, you want some chips? I'm like, no, I'm okay. Like, I don't know. I'm not thinking that you're feeling like I don't want to connect with you.
You're
just asking me like, oh, do you want to help? If you don't want to, you know, like, I'm not understanding the weight behind your words. I'm just like, I'm not really that hungry.
You didn't read it as, hey, we're going to build this furniture together and enjoy it the way you should have. It was more so of, no, I'm good. It's a quick question.
I have absolutely no desire to do that at all, actually. Like, because she's not understanding that I'm not just saying that. It's like, I really don't like doing stuff. I don't like doing stuff like that. Like,
you're like, I want to get it in. And getting it in brings me to our next sponsor. Blue Chew. What is going to help you get it in?
It's all the way.
It's quarantine. I know Blue Chew is also a fan of the Love Hour. And now Blue Chew is a fan of, is this going to cause an argument?
Absolutely. And it's quarantine. It's like, you know, hopefully you're having more sex because you're around each other, but you don't just want to be having more sex. You want to be having great sex.
You want to be having great sex. So Blue Chew can increase your performance and give you that extra confidence in bed. So listen up. It's BlueChew.com, like the color blue. That's what the blue is about. And Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA approved ingredients, active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And when can you take it, baby?
You can take it at any time. Hey. It's a chewable tablet. So
you can take it on full stomach.
Take it on a full stomach. You can take it just right before, because it's going to have you ready if and when you are ready.
And that's because they are chewable. And so they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So yeah, when the time when I'm like, come on, let's get it in. He can pop it, chew it, give it to me. Blue Chew is made in the USA. It's prescribed online by licensed physicians. So you don't have to go to the doctor or wait in line, because who wants to be out here in these streets nowadays? And it's even cheaper than the pharmacy. And they prepare and ship it right to you in a discreet package. No awkwardness. And you don't have to leave the house.
Absolutely. So, fellas, if you can benefit from confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is a fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you enter our special promo code ARGUE. And just pay $5 for shipping.
Yes. Again, that is BlueChew.com and use our promo code ARGUE. Try for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. And remember, when you support our sponsors that support us, you help make this podcast possible. So please be sure to use our promo code ARGUE at BlueChew.com.
Yay!
So something I wanted to bring up, and I meant to bring it up at the beginning of this podcast, was this revelation my husband had. This is a little bit off topic, but we'll get back to it. I don't know what post of either, it was either a post of Kev where he was talking about you, or it was one of your posts. And he said, you know what? Melissa, she's real quick with it. She real funny. Like,
so she's hilarious.
He was like, you would never know that, because when you like first meet her, she's kind of like very. Like,
every time I've been around Melissa, I was like, she's always very like serious, sincere, yeah. Kind of aloof, you know, just kind of taking in the scene.
I said, well, that you find that interesting, because that is you. You are, I am Kate.
Literally the same thing.
The same. Because most people are like, Marcus is so serious. Marcus, is, to me, is one of the funniest people I know. He's very fast. Like,
hilarious.
All of my jokes. And I was like, that's Melissa. I said, that's the reason why. I said, I think that's the reason why I like Melissa. I was like, I kind of see the same attributes of, like, she's like, I'm good. I ain't got to be around everybody. I'm not. But then low-key to have you in stitches. Hear him just coming. He's like, y'all haven't talked about me in a while. Here you go.
He was quiet for like 10 minutes, man. That's all you can expect.
With headphones around him.
That's what he had around his body, wrapped around his whole body.
He wanted the umbilical cord back.
He was like, I'm ready.
Better now, though.
Go back in. But yeah, it was literally last week.
And then I thought about it. I thought about all the posts and all the other things. I was like, I guess so.
I think in all of our friendships, the dynamic of like me and Kev, the dreamer, or what is it? The kite and the stream, yeah. Someone said. I think that's a dynamic that's replicated in every relationship, like friendship relationship that mm-hmm. we have. Uh-huh. And it's never like the man is always the dreamer. Nope. It's all different.
All different.
Adding Chance. Melissa's more like Chance than.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm more like Tad. I'm much more like Angel than Marcus.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I was just saying, Marcus is hilarious, though. I'd be like, yo, Marcus is funny. Yeah. And people are not giving him enough credit. And Melissa's the same way.
Yeah.
Because I just be like, I'm good.
It's hard though, because I feel like there are bits and pieces of like funny Melissa that comes out, but I do feel like I'm more lean to like, I am a more serious person. I just really am. Yeah. But I also, I think I married a comedian. You know what I mean? So like, obviously it's right. Like, I feel like you marry someone because it's obviously something that like you're attracted to, and maybe it's just opposites attract. I don't know. Uh-huh. But like, obviously it's something that I find like funny and I want to have a good time, but I'm always like, okay, but let's follow the rules too.
Let's follow the rules, guys.
But now, Angel, I frustrate her because she'd be like, why don't you say that on camera? I'm like, because we ain't recording right now. I don't know.
I'd be like, you are costing me coins. Figure out how to say it on camera.
It never comes like on camera. Always, I don't know. I always do feel like too, I can be a little bit more reserved on camera than I am in real life. Because in real life, you might get a quick like, and you know what? Let me explain to you.
Right.
Let's have a sit down talk. Yeah. Like that would come out. But like on camera, I'm like, okay, hold it together now.
Yeah. That's Marcus. I tell you, when he said it though, it made me laugh. So,
because I was watching like, something, I was like, it was like, I think four things back to back. And Melissa, you had me rolling. I was like, oh my gosh, she is hilarious.
I was like, y'all are the same. So, would you say that now in your quarantining, that you all have figured out the rhythm of what makes being married in quarantine work? Have y'all, now that we've been in for 3 months?
I would say it's more than that. It's, I mean, yes, and let me say what I would say. what I realized is that marriage is the eternal finding the new normal, finding the new rhythm, adjustment. It's a constant. How are we adjusting to this? When y'all had Amar, it's a whole new adjustment, right? You no kids to one kid to two. Remember Angel had them two babies that one day? Right? From one to three. And then you guys will have, and then it'll just be Amar in the house. And it'll be nobody in the house. And then Angel will book a big TV show and she gonna have 5 seasons. And then it'll change.
Just again.
You know what I'm saying? Like movie role will happen. By the way, Angel, I've worked a movie script that I'm working on, two of them. You are in mind to play a lead role in this.
Okay.
I don't know if you can.
Okay, cool. Yes. Okay.
I'm working on being, actually this is before I was doing that, but I'm working on being intentional about helping Black women, hiring and helping.
I was going to say, you need any extras, I can walk around in the background.
Yeah, I do. I need you to be extra strong, man.
He's about to do his check and get these lights together.
Yeah. So I think one thing I'm realizing is that Melissa and I have always had to be making this adjustment. And if you're not doing that, then that means you're probably growing apart.
Right.
Feel the unction that, you know, of like, man, something's off. Let me change it. Like there was a minute there, good minute in quarantine. Good, clean minute. But we were off.
Yeah.
And I mean off. Mm. Like just, and then it was a piece here, a piece there, therapy. The biggest help is being able to adequately express your feelings. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just not hard. It's just like, looking at, okay, I'll use this example. Melissa has that big bookshelf and she's looking at it. She's just like, something's not right. And I don't know what it is. It just doesn't feel right. It's that thing, but it's not like, it's not necessarily an actionable, tangible thing. Like if you're cheating on me, stop cheating, right? It's never that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you say I want, when I asked you to help me with this furniture, you said no, that made me feel away. Because you weren't being mean, you just didn't seem interested. So why am I feeling this way? And then when she can adequately express, well, what these activities mean to me is this, and then you want to get up here and grab on my butt at night, but you didn't want to connect with me early. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, if I would have known and meant that to you, I would have done it, even if I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? So it's that constant ebb and flow of that you have to work on, that we'll have to work on when the world comes back. And that's one thing I've been thinking about. The world is, we're not going back to normal.
No, that's what I've been saying.
Yeah, we're going to be adjusting to what the new world looks like.
Yeah,
it kind of didn't help until I was like, bruh, I'm not going to go back on tour to packed houses this year.
Yeah.
And maybe not even next year.
Yeah. But that's that's part of being having a successful relationship. It's like you're on this platform and you're constantly going to the next platform. Not that it's up or down. You just have to adjust to that. It's something new. Mm-hmm. Like going from one baby to two or two babies to, you know, show. So it's like, you don't just materialize to that next level or that next platform. You have to travel there. And then traveling is realizing, oh, we're in a different spot right now. Let's figure that out. And once you realize what it is and fix it, now you're on the next platform.
Yeah.
Right. And so constantly changing to the next one. And then I'm a visual.
I like that. sorry, Andrew, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was about to say, I know even with us, with the whole being able to try to put your finger on it, in quarantine has been, I feel like I've become more effective at it.
Yes.
Marcus is always saying, girl, I ain't listening to you. And while he's joking, there's a twinge of like truth in
listen.
It.
I didn't
where
even know
he's
it.
Not listening, right? And so I had to be like, eventually after, it was like a second thing had happened that I had told him, but he hadn't really paid attention. He was like, I didn't know. And I was like, I told you, but I was able to finally be like, there was a moment where there was no like arguing or bickering. I think we were actually having a cool time. And I was like, hey, real quick, I know you
No, you brought it up in a bitchy way, but it's cool.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
I was like,
I didn't deserve it, but it wasn't like, I really don't feel like you're Liz. Like, so yeah, you wasn't listening, and I don't like that.
No,
and it was like a hard
thing, Angel.
No,
let's call a thing a thing.
No. Sometimes I be here for the directedness of that because we're trying to be nice and kind of let me just try to y'all don't be listening.
I was like, I know we joke and we kid, but I need you to start listening to my words so that when we end up in the situation, I don't have to hear. Oh, I didn't catch that. I didn't know that's what you meant.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I got you.
He was like, okay.
The angel talks a lot.
So?
He talks a lot.
Why he said that so matter-of-factly?
There's so much to take in. It's like, yeah, you probably said it. I heard and remember 70%, which is a really good percent.
No, it's still, that's a C. A C is not great.
A C is passing.
That's
a minus. Right, that's
2.2 GPA.
82%.
Oh, that's a you're now lying to yourself.
The C minus was accurate. One of the things I was going to say that I actually thought was really, really a good, it came to me visually as well, is we've been playing, what's that game we've been playing with you?
Mario.
With Mario.
Mario.
Whatever, Mario.
Some Mario game on Switch.
Okay. Uh-huh. But what happens is between the levels, you actually have to go through
the little pathway.
Thank you. And through the pathway, sometimes you have, like, over here, you can pick up some more lives, or maybe you pick up some more of them little demon things. I don't mean whatever the things
she's getting older and older. She is more removed from the actual names of stuff.
What is it called?
I'm talking about the Goombas and the little monsters in Mario.
Okay. The point that I'm making is
that demons.
The point that I'm making is they look like demons. The point that I'm making though is that between you going to the levels, there is that path that you have to travel.
Mm.
And you have but before you get there, sometimes there are, you know, things that obstacles that come up. That you can either go through it and you come out with more life, and I understand, and we get it, and we're together, or you may come out with an imp and you gotta redo it, retravel it again, so you can get, you know, what you need to get out of it. I think that's a powerful thing because the point of a relationship is I have my path, he has his path, but the thing that makes us married and have a relationship is where we intersect.
Yeah.
And so we have to be mindful and always working on where do our paths cross. Mm-hmm. So we're not just always working parallel to one another.
Absolutely.
Beautiful, Melissa. Yes, well, so I'm going to jump to our next topic as we're getting towards the end of the podcast. And that is what I have crowned you all. I know you have your attitude crown, but I'm going to take that off for a second because you don't need it for this one. I've crowned you all the king and the queen of the pivot. I have been able to watch you all from afar and kind of up close and see how you all have been taking on all the radical changes that have been happening in our lives that have taken a big fat doo-doo on plans, on revenue, on goals. And I have watched you all like juggle all of that and still come out with something. Yeah. From the conference. Like I'm gonna be honest, Melissa, once COVID hit and we were all in quarantine and I started to understand what this was going to mean, you were probably one of the first things I thought about because I knew how hard you had worked on that conference. And I was just like, oh no. Like, cause I was thinking about a lot of people, like things that I knew people had planned in the future that COVID was going to basically burn to ashes. Mm-hmm. But then you all both just took hard. Like, I just am so shocked. What is that from? Like, now you have the online conference. Kev was like, yep, you still gonna get this conference, creators. Y'all gonna get all this, we gonna be on Zoom for 48 hours and you'll get all of these workshops is what you about to get, okay?
You know what it is?
What is it?
Tell us.
You have to act. Right? In order to survive in business, you have to pivot. Blockbuster died because they didn't pivot when they saw Netflix. They knew about Netflix. They knew about their business model. And they was like, nah. Yeah. It's all, well, people will always have DVD. They won't though. Yeah. But what if they don't though? Like, so for a minute, me and Melissa was like, okay, yeah, you know, the conference, we should be like, the, you know, her conference was in July. Mine was in September. We're like, wow, this little COVID thing, we'll be fine. Then it was like, we may not be fine. Right. Two, we definitely will not be fine. So what can we do? So we know that going is out of the question, right? But we already paid these people, especially Melissa's case. Them deposits been sent out since last year, right? So she's out a lot of money to just off the rip. So we can sit there and whine and complain and woe is me, COVID. Mm-hmm. Or we can say, okay, so what can we do? We obviously can't do what we want to do. But what can we do? And that's kind of how we got there. And I think the Wayans said it best. They said they were more creative before they had money because they didn't have access to everything that they wanted. So they had to find creative ways to do stuff. And I think that's all me and Melissa had. We did not want to lose all our money. Like, we had lost a lot and we probably won't even break even like we wanted to. But we do have a business model that we have created and we've done something that this is a lot actually cheaper moving forward. If you want to do this, it's like, man, I don't know, with COVID over, we still might need to do it like this. You know what I mean? Yeah. And also help the Love Hour. Like, we able to get guests because they couldn't fly. We were like, and the craziest thing is audiences were rejecting Zoom as a mechanism of watching content. They didn't like it. They did this and that. Now we've done so many doggone Zooms that it's an acceptable form of doing content. Yeah. And we figured out a way to make it even look better. Last week we shot it, but our editor didn't edit it correctly. But we'll conversation for another day.
Well, tell us how you made it better instead of clowning me when my white noise is all loud, Kev. You gonna tell me?
I eliminated one. Angel didn't agree with me at first.
Kev was like,
Angel was having a ghost whisper throughout her entire.
It's my poor laptop is not meant to this be as much creative as I do.
This laptop runs 24/7, literally. Like, I'll get up at 4, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, walk to the kitchen, and this thing is in here. Like, you have been setting for 6 hours and nobody's touched you. Why are you working so hard right now?
Angel, a laptop for her birthday.
We should bless you, Angel. You deserve so much. You deserve so much better.
So Angel, she got mad at me because I'm like, we're about to do this podcast and we don't need this thing, this jet engine blowing into the speaker.
I didn't get mad at you. I was reluctant.
She's very reluctant. I literally went to the freezer and got an ice pack and sat under it. I said it's blowing. I said it's blowing that hard because it's working hard and it's hot. It needs to cool down.
He was like, that's what it was. It was the fan.
Yeah, it's the fan. It's usually either the fan from my laptop or the fan from my external hard drive.
Again,
and then
people,
when they both go at the same time.
That's Tanksley Innovations.
I let you do it. I could have said no. I was just like, okay, all right. He's like, condensation moves down, Angel, because I'm thinking about moisture being sucked up in my computer and that. Anyway.
Do you work in aerospace?
Who, me? No.
No, no, oh. That's so sweet.
I'm just left-handed.
He works in
I'm a general contractor.
Yeah, he works in construction as a general.
Oh, that sounds like a conversation I would have with one of my like engineers or something.
No, yeah, I've done mechanical engineering.
And, oh, that's why. Okay, yeah, me step. Okay, I got it.
I know. Yeah, I know the. I don't know to that end the aerospace, but I do know how air works. So
yes. Yeah,
so.
But yeah, so you all, like, how do you work past the disappointment? That's the like the big part. Go ahead, Melissa. Come on, give it to me.
It took me a long time. That's what I'm here to tell you.
Man, what you talking?
Kev moves quick.
Like, I am compressed and move on.
Really, really.
I need to get there.
Quick. I don't have that ability.
Melissa be like, I'm sad.
I need days.
I'm sadder.
I need a few days to like mourn the disappointment of 2020. Like, literally. We talked about the house. I was sad. You know what I mean? And I know for people, it's like champagne, that, what do they call it? Champagne problems. Problem. Yeah. But like,
problems are relative to your life. That's so unfair though.
Well, this is the other thing. Yeah. Not just problems are relative to your life. Your brain and your body doesn't understand it's a champagne problem. Your body just knows, your brain just knows you had your heart set on something and you did not get it. That disappointment processes, that sadness processes the exact same, whether it's this or this, it processes it the exact same. So I went through my same feelings of disappointment as the next person, you know what I mean? And so that we had that, then we had the conference, then you add on, now we can't get the house, so where are we gonna move? So then we start looking at houses and they were trash.
Man, we've seen some of the ugliest houses in the history of the world.
Was Chris your realtor?
Because he took us to, mm-hmm. I was like,
he took us to a house where the AC unit was sitting in the front yard.
Yes, like in the wall the front yard, and you could see it the wall poking out.
I'm like, what? Where's he taking it? Is he about to sell our organs?
We did go to a house like, oh, they will kill us and hide us in the woods, and you'll never know we was back there.
Yes. Terrible.
The ugliest thing like in the history of the world.
It was terrible.
And that makes you feel even worse.
It makes you feel even worse because you don't want to be doing this anyway.
Right.
We had been living in that new house in our mind for 6 months.
Right.
Melissa, she used to visit that house 3 times a week. She used to sit up on the internet and look at it, the model homes, like, and it was so abrupt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally like, oh, we're going to be closing next month. Oh, wait, no, you're not going to be getting a house at all. Wait, what? Like, so fast. And there was nothing we could do. And you just were like, but you also, our lease was up at the old place. So we have to move. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, man.
It's that. Then you couple that with the conference stuff. So it's set up where you basically pay a 25% deposit every few months. I've already paid 3.
No. God.
I only had one more due at the end of May because my conference was next month. So you couple that with, we've put our earnest money down on the house. Are we going to get that back? We don't quite, at the time, we didn't know.
We paid a portion of the deposit.
Yes. So all of that. Then you couple that with the conference stuff and you can imagine, I'm going to just let you imagine how much money we put down on that.
Yeah, girl, I can only imagine.
Speakers, I've already put 50% of, paid their deposit for their speaking fee. Mm. All of that is
happening. I ain't touring. Which was supposed to help pay for the conference, and that went to zero.
So it's like, it's a lot happening at the same time. And Kevin quite literally is able to like, so that's not happening, what's next? That's not happening, what's next? That's not happening, what's next? The world is spinning.
Yeah. Yo, y'all should have seen Melissa.
It's a lot happening at one time, and I need a few days to like acknowledge that I am sad. Sit in my sadness, develop a plan, and then move forward. Like, and it was so funny because we moved so separately, again, just going through like learning each other in the quarantine thing. I remember I needed a day. I felt like I wanted a day to just literally like, I need to say bye to the house. Like, I just need a moment to like officially like say bye. Yeah. And I didn't tell him because I was like, and I told him after, I was like, I felt like you were judging me. I felt like you were judging my process because you were able to move on quickly and I wasn't. I felt like you were judging my process. So I needed time to just do it on my own and go through what my process was before I was able to effectively move on. So it took me, listen, the whole month of April, I didn't do nothing but the minimum.
Man, y'all, when I tell you, trying to get this woman to look at our new house while she's still mourning the old, and it didn't help. It was, people in LA are masters of taking great pictures of terrible houses.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, we went to some houses like, y'all are liars. You lied to me. You got me over here looking at this house. They had a doggone room that was in the attic talking about it's a loft. This is not. This is an attic that has the insulation taken out. You couldn't even get up there. They don't make stairs until the, I wish we could have made a video.
We had it.
It's not a room. This is not safe. It exited to the roof, Marcus. You went out the window and you were in the roof. She's talking about this is a private entrance. No.
We saw a house where they literally took pictures of the banister ball, like the ball on top of the banister going upstairs. I was like, no, we're not going to look at that.
When you point out that you
got,
little stuff.
We got all of this house and you took a picture of the stairs.
That lets me know. No.
Not even the stairs. You took a picture of the ornament on the stairs.
The ornament on the stairs.
I don't need to see that. I didn't back, click, exit, escape.
We ain't doing this. Yeah.
But it was interesting because now my process is coming across dismissive to her.
It was.
Right? But that's how I process everything.
Yeah.
Right? My real dad ain't in my life. Feel those feelings? Absolutely not. Compress, store that in my heart, use it as motivation. Now it's coal in the engine of Kevon Stays. I'm going to prove to you that you messed up when you abandoned me. Now you don't have to watch me on TV, right? Mm-hmm. Now you're like, dang, right? So, but Melissa's like, oh man, I'm sad. And I'm like, girl, I'm not even like, but I have to tell her like, because I get it. Like I get how me doing that, because I'm just like, okay, the provider protector is like, okay, I'm gonna go on Westside Rentals in Zillow because we're not gonna stay in this house. Like, not with all this furniture you bought for this old house, we're not staying here. We've been out of this house, should have been gone a whole other year ago, but you know, whatever reason. So now she gotta come along and look at these ugly houses and she pissed off and she's sad. These houses are dumb. And she just was like, can you just do that whole thing? Just do not even tell me. Just tell me when we're going, what day, and how much the rent is, because I cannot do.
That's why I've literally been saying I wasn't okay. Like, I was not in a space mentally, emotionally to juggle and make decisions on all of these things that were happening simultaneously. Uh-huh. Like, everything was happening at the same time. Why, Jesus? This is a lot.
Yes.
That's a lot. And so I just needed a moment to like, just not even, I have a book club. I know I'm the only one reading the books in the book club, child, but I feel a responsibility to actually read and provide these posts and give my feet.
Yes. He like, I can't do it.
I was overwhelmed. And it wasn't until I was able to like, I just needed a moment to breathe and like, let it be and allow myself to be sad. Mm-hmm. And then May came and the pivots, I think is what started happening.
Yeah, I feel like me and Angel, we do that on two separate, depending on what it is. Like, she can let stuff go and move on a lot quicker on some things and I can do it on others.
Yeah, I just become trigger shy. Once I've been let down, even though I can get over it, I become very trigger shy to act on whatever the next idea is because I'm trying to avoid any more disappointment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm just like, no, I get where Kevin's. I didn't have some huge disappointments and I'll maybe shed a couple of tears and then I'm like, all right, let's do this. But then I don't do anything because I'm like, well, wait a minute. What if this go bad again? If these people don't stop texting me, I'm like, what if it go bad again? What am I going to do? So for Marcus, I feel like
when it's career oriented for me, I think is when I'm like, I kind of dwell on things to where Angel's like, so what? Keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Like just keep it going. But if it's something involving us, it's like Angel will kind of, I'm quicker to like try to come up with something different, like similar to Kev's, is like, all right, we got to come up with the next thing. We ain't even gonna worry about that. You know, hell with him, whatever.
But no, but with his career, he'll be like,
yeah, I will dwell on it. And Angel,
like, I don't, I mean, if he's unhappy, I'm like, leave them. He's like, yeah. I can't. I'm like, it's just a job. Leave them.
Yeah.
Why are you supposed to
leave them?
I've been loyal to that paycheck to a fault.
I'm like, do not say
they never been fired. Once you be fired, you like, oh, y'all just fire me then. All right, being fired was the most freeing thing ever. Once I got fired, I was like, well, all they can do is fire me. I've been fired before. ain't nothing new. Yeah, what you can't do to me, I ain't never been done before.
Yeah, right, and then, right. Then when Angel, when she breaks it down, I'm just like,
she's like, oh,
you damn right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But it'll take some time for me to get there, though. It's just like, why was I tripping?
Yeah,
but I still need an action plan, because when Kev got fired,
that's the thing. I need a plan.
Yeah, Kev got fired, and I was like, I'm gonna leave this job, but before I do, I need another job.
I need one more job. I need something there already.
Let me line my ducks up.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna walk in here like, you know what?
You know what? You can't tell me nothing. I'm
first
gone.
Of all,
talking all this crap.
I start my new job in 5 minutes. So
exactly.
Right.
Ain't no 2 weeks.
Matter of fact, I'm on my lunch break.
Wait. Well, Kevin, Melissa, you know we love y'all, and we thank y'all for coming on here. I'm sorry, people are just.
Apple devices. You should be able to.
I don't even know how to silence my computer, because if I silence it, then I can't hear them. So it's the dings are here.
But you put them busy, though. That's what's important.
Oh, please, praise
God. Is it your text messages, Angel?
What'd you say?
It's your text messages?
Yes.
You have to go to preferences on your phone and unclick play sound effects.
It's
on
not
your computer.
My phone that's dinging. So y'all, it's my computer.
So y'all just
dinging.
Went into flat out.
Are you doing some shooting
in the middle of a podcast?
Yeah. What'd you say?
I've been texting you. Are you getting text messages on your computer?
Yeah.
Yes. That's because you got the notification sound pinged.
And I change it on my phone, or I change it on my computer?
You change it on your computer.
Okay, got it.
He said phone first, but he meant computer.
Oh, I did say phone? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's the reason why I was like, it's not my phone dinging, right. It's my computer.
I was listening. I heard it.
Change the preferences on your computer on the messages part.
Thank you. Now I know.
Did y'all hear that?
That's all you had to do. You didn't need to bring up no Android, so ain't nobody talking about that. It ain't
I'm just saying, it's ridiculous. I'm sitting here and FaceTimes are coming in, and I'm just like,
he's not talking. We tried to do this from his computer because his computer is wider, and it looked like Vaseline on the lens. That's how fuzzy.
That's appropriate. Accurate. That is so.
How much money I spent on his laptop? This camera is trash. It looked like somebody drew her and put it up really fast. Just kept drawing pictures of her. I'm just like,
I said, we can't do this. Kev already be talking about my thing. Not about to do this with us looking like we're in a dream.
My sister sends us videos of my niece and my nephew. That's how it be looking.
That's hilarious.
I'm so mad. No, it's got to be a SETI.
Well,
this is a brand new laptop. Top of the line.
We're in a dream.
That's accurate.
Well, you guys, let them know where all they can follow you, all your new conferences coming out, all the things. Tell them where they.
Well, you can find me at Miss Kev on Stage on all platforms. The digital conference is coming on July 10th and 11th. I'm super excited, and the price is substantially dropped. Mm-hmm. So it is only $30. That's right,
$30.
That is per couple or per person. Basically, it's for the link, child. It's $30. Access for both days. Replay is available. And I'm super excited because my goal for the live event was for 1,000 people. And at the time of this taping or recording, because no one says taping anymore, we have a total of 842 people.
And that's more than what's coming to the last one, because a couple can have one link on this.
So you probably have way more than that.
Yeah, you have way more, because the other conference, it was per person.
Right. So I'm super excited. That's inside of a week. So Monday will be officially a week that I've relaunch this. So I'm super excited. Thank you guys so much for supporting, and y'all keep supporting because I still want to hit 1,000. Okay.
Yes. Come on. Yes. You're going to hit 1,000. And I know our people who aren't already going are going to support. Y'all show up. And where can they, where are all the podcasts and places they can find you at, Kevin?
Kev on stage. On social media, Kev on Stage on YouTube and Kev on Stage Studios. You can find all my podcasts on Kev on Stage Studios. And that's all.
As you all already know, you can find this podcast at Is This Gonna Cause an Argument on both Facebook and on Instagram. You can watch it on my channel, That Chick Angel TV. Please make sure you all rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It makes us more discoverable. Mm-hmm. You can find me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. Where can they find you, baby?
Y'all can find me at Marcus Saint on the gram, given to me by Kev on Stage. Hey.
That's a great Instagram name.
And Marcus
Saint, I was like, hey, this turned blue.
And you can actually click on it. Yeah.
And Marcus Ain't on the Book on Facebook. Yes.
Is it really?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
That's great. That's great.
Yes, Mark.
And you can find my beard and body butter, manshit, that's manshyt.com. You can go to manshit.com, or you can go to the Instagram page and you can see all three posts at getmanshit. Yeah. But it's a 100% natural beard and body butter that I make myself. I use.
I didn't even know you did this, and I know you. Yeah, I thought you were.
I gave you some.
Yeah, he gave you some.
At Tiki's birthday party. Oh, it's gone.
I didn't know it was your company.
Oh.
I ate the top of the cake. It was a whole thing that day. All I remember from that thing is eating the top of that cake.
Dear God. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Storyworks,
yes,
and Blue Chew. Please make sure you check them out and use our code ARGUE. We greatly appreciate the support. And we also want to give a quick shout out to our Patreon family that is watching this live.
The immediate family. We appreciate y'all tuning in.
We thank y'all for y'all's support. We love y'all. And until next week, we shall talk to y'all later. Y'all be blessed.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye. Bye.